Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to our little world.
Why can't I see you?
What do you mean? Yeah, your phone is not... We can't see you either.
But I did all the stuff.
Touch it again and try. Right. Oh, you know what? Swipe right. Swipe right.
I did.
Or swipe left.
Oh,
try,
yeah. Swipe,
try turning your phone upside down. Yeah, try shaking it.
I'm requesting him to join the video.
Okay. There we go.
Oh, hi.
He's sideways. That's weird.
So let's check you out, short hairdo. What do you mean I'm sideways? You
you're
guys
sideways.
Are all wrong. I'm rightways.
No, turn your phone right side up and then turn it sideways again. You got to make adjustments. Zoom is not easy. Hold on. Here we go. And now turn it horizontal.
You got a lid on.
I'm freezing. You cut off all your hair and you're like, wow, it's colder in here than I thought it was.
What?
I'll take it off. First, fix your phone. Let's get this ready. Are we going to Instagram live this?
Oh, there's an unveiling. I see what's happening. This is wonderful.
All right. Yes.
All right, ready? Here we go. Headphones off.
To look at you.
Hey.
You know what's weird?
I had my headphones off, so I didn't get to hear it.
My first look at your picture last night, I thought, oh, a throwback. And then it wasn't until after I went, oh, she has a damn mask on. Of course that's not a throwback. Why would you have ever had a mask on anywhere else, right?
Yeah, plus the sides are all silver, so it's,
well,
I don't know if that's new or not, but certainly it's the longest I've ever gone without dyeing my hair since I started that.
Wow. So what happened? Did it just did an opportunity arrive and you took it, or was this planned and you just kept it quiet?
This was a little bit of both. I know a person who cuts hair and
Wasn't John? I thought it was John. No,
it was not John.
No. I was like, John did a great job.
He joked
yesterday that he was doing it. Did you not?
Yes.
Say that John.
I did.
Okay.
I did joke. I actually knew. I think I told you guys yesterday that I was getting this done. So I talked to a friend of mine who cuts hair, and she wrapped herself up like a mummy, and I wrapped myself up like a mummy, and she came over and cut the hair on the back porch. Everybody got haircuts here yesterday.
Dang.
Except for who's like. Nobody touches the glossy locks.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Well, he's gonna be a rock star. I mean, he doesn't want
want anyone effing with his hair, so I'm,
right.
Please. So I've just been dying to do it. It's funny because I'm starting to remember all those things from 4 or 5 years ago, last time I chopped all my hair off. And it's just like I pull on my sweatshirt today and I reach to pull my hair out of the sweatshirt. And there's no hair in the sweatshirt. Like I'm putting on my lip gloss and I go to put my hair back to make sure it doesn't touch my lip gloss, because then it's now I'm wrestling with hair in my lip gloss. That's not a problem anymore. Oh my God. It's so freeing. I took two showers yesterday because I was just like, well, I took a shower to get it ready for her to cut, have it be wet. And then, she put a little product in there. I'm not into that. So I jump back in.
Well, let people do their job. She wanted to, show you a finished
Sure, look. Absolutely. And I'm
look
and
what I did.
Yeah. And then later I was touching, you know, because of course I'm touching it constantly. I guess I can't really touch it with my headphones on. I'm touching it and I was like, I got to get this junk out of my hair, man. And I can because it takes 1 minute to shower it off. Oh, God, it's so freeing.
Most
Danielle's,
of you would
notice. Danielle's going to be so upset.
Well, whatever. I used to have super long hair, and when I shaved it, multiple times through my life, I would grow it and then, you know, just be like, yeah, get it out of here. One of the things you do is you realize, like, you have a flip,
yep.
which is so ridiculous the second the hair's not there.
Yeah.
Like, why am I flipping my head like this? Man.
Right.
That is dumb. That
I even have
like a
head dip and flip, you know? Like a you kind of
so
put it down
stupid.
And then you kind of take it all back. Yeah, it's, well, look, it's not stupid if you've got long hair because you do need to manage that crap. Right. I used to take my hair when it would get long enough, I would split it in the back and like into almost like two hunks and then cross them so that they came down so the hair was effectively shorter and sort of controlled behind the neck. Like all kinds of little tricks to keep it out of my face. So, you know, for me, the answer was cut that off. I feel like I look a little Jamie Lee Curtis. Like I kind of like it. You know?
I think it looks good. Yeah,
thanks.
I wouldn't be bummed about it at all.
I really like it, Sarah. It looks good.
Thanks, Nicole.
I could never do that. You have the
yeah. I bet actually you could. You know, turns out like I don't know. Everyone gets used to it. It's so easy. Oh my god!
But you have bangs, so it you can just pull it off.
Thanks.
I think anybody could do whatever they want.
I know.
Most people have these ideas. Oh, I've never cut my hair, so I can't. Just that would be the exact reason to do it.
Yeah.
In my opinion, but you know,
it does
whatever.
Grow back really fast. Like I think I got it done when Riley was a junior because we were looking at colleges. So it's probably 4 years ago. I mean, it was, you know, I actually think this might be shorter than the last one, but it was real short and it was, I mean, I had already cut it a bunch of times since. Like it grew really fast. It grows back. It's just hair. Who cares? Short hair. Don't care.
Actually, I could see how some guys might feel like if I cut it and it doesn't grow back, I'm really going to regret it.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but you don't have to worry about that.
No. I took a few cute pictures last night. So I think I'll put one up on Instagram because I only put like a little peekaboo picture on there. I wanted you guys to get the reveal. I wanted you guys to get the exclusive.
Right.
So... if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see them. I'll throw up. I'll put a couple of them up. I did like a glamour shots, you know, except without the glamour.
The picture of all the hair that came off is all piled in a little heart shape, which is neat. But so you guys weren't able to salvage that for wigs for anybody?
Oh, they won't take colored hair.
Oh, you know what? The hair that we cut off Christina still hasn't made it anywhere because I don't.
Oh,
because
you can't go anywhere, right?
Nowhere, yeah, I don't know.
Drop it in an envelope. Send it to Wigs R Us. You know.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the name of that place? It's Locks of Love. That's what it is.
I'm not involved at all. Other than I was the one that cut her hair off. But
so you're telling me there's two braided ponytails hanging around your house?
There's hair
collecting
working
dust.
Its way out of a what do they call those things, like a hutch? With glass doors,
All right.
Where you put the
sure,
fine
plates
china
and stuff. Sure, okay. Hutch, yes. Hutch.
There are two hair piles making their way out from underneath the. If you look closely, you go, "Oh, gross! There's hair coming out of that. What is that?
They're not like a plastic baggie or something."
No, I don't want.
Yeah, don't.
We're trapped in the house, dude. We're not.
Right.
What I don't need to do is start nitpicking her. And making things more tense.
Yeah, no doubt.
As it is, we got no nap yesterday, and we were just like,
oh, no nap.
Oh, Hulk, baby.
What's your routine to put her down? I'm always curious how other parents put their kid down.
Well, I have her from 10 to noon. So right after I'm out of here, I have a, like, between 15, whatever, however many minutes I have. To do whatever I want. I usually eat oatmeal. I mean, there it is.
Well, you gotta eat something.
Right. Then I take over, and I'm with her until noon. And then hopefully, if I've been able to work her out good enough, we can put her down around 1. So they have lunch, and I try to find something to do.
Is it silence? Do you just put her down and walk away? Or do you, you know, because I see parents that do that as well, and you know, it's the way they do it.
There's a, it's not silent. There's a fuzz, a white noise maker in the room. Always. It's on middle of the day. That thing just runs in that room. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's interesting. Why?
Because I always was afraid of things that, like, if I couldn't have them, if it would be a problem. You know what I... Why?
Yeah. Did ever,
you know, like, if you go to a hotel and you forgot the white noisemaker...
Yeah.
Now the kid's not going to sleep. So I always worry about that stuff. It's like NyQuil, you know? I worry that if there's no NyQuil, I'm not going to be able to get to sleep. It's any kind of crutch, you know?
Did you use NyQuil last night?
I did. I just said, the hell with it. I'm going to do it. And this weekend, I'll break the... Because I just don't want to have a fight with myself. And I didn't want it to be 10:30 at night and me be up hack. I just don't want that. I can't have it. I just don't... I know. It was my... I turned on my white noise machine and I went to effing sleep. I needed it.
You're not under arrest.
It's okay. Oh, my God. You know what? Quit asking me questions about it then. Yeah, so this weekend, I'll try to not...
You can have drinks this weekend, so that'll...
Yes, those help so much. Yes, that is some sound sleep there, the drinks.
And you don't want to mix NyQuil and drinks anyway.
No, they're really just the same thing. It's like when people say, you know, let's do some shots. I'm like, I'll go get the NyQuil. That'll be great.
This can't be good.
No, it's not. Don't do it, kids. Listen. So this weekend, though, it's a wash for me. Like, I mean, you know, the one lady yelled at me yesterday. Like, I shouldn't, I've been tested for COVID. Like, I shouldn't be going anywhere. I shouldn't see anybody. I'm a terrible person. Everybody canceled their plans. I actually had plans this weekend, and everyone went, no, you dummy. I'm not having plans with you. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, that's probably for the best.
I definitely was like, oh, man, the haircutter, whoever that was brave.
No, she was well aware of everything, and she actually thinks she already had it.
Oh.
So she felt like, I'm going to do it. And we were masked, and she's behind me. I don't know. She was willing to do it. I was willing to let her. Exactly. You know what? Great. Just, you know, write a letter to the A-hole patrol. Like, you know, that's me.
A-hole patrol.
Yep, the A-hole patrol.
So today's Juneteenth, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have a good friend of ours that we want to check in with.
All right, let's do it.
See how he's doing. Maybe get some information.
Who we got here?
Hello,
Vaughn, is that you? Hey, Vaughn. Good morning, Vaughn. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
You're doing great. That's good to hear, because the things are weird right now, as you know.
Things are weird for sure. So the new normal of great is a little different, but feeling great beyond beside everything going on.
Hey, so a couple years ago, you were the guy who told us all about Juneteenth, and that is today.
That is today. Yes.
Yeah. So you want to give us a brief overview of Juneteenth, because it's not... just take it away. Tell us about
Juneteenth. Yeah, sure. Everyone doesn't know. I grew up running with it with my mom. She gave me the entire rundown, my entire life. So the story basically goes that 2 years following the Civil War in 1865 on June 19th, slaves in Galveston, Texas were finally greeted by a messenger who gave them a creed. And the creed basically says the people of Texas are informed that in accordance with a proclamation from the executive of the United States, all slaves are free. And this was 2 years following the end of the Civil War.
So they had been free for 2 years and didn't know.
That's right, yeah. And some of the theories about it are that either one of the messengers who was going to Texas to let everyone know was killed along the way, or the slave owners and overall government allowed them to keep their slaves to get like a final harvest to get their last little money out before having to actually pay people. So definitely a sad overtone.
So Juneteenth is a celebration of the final notification. Like, is there like a succinct way to put that? Like, it was the final freeing of the final slaves, or
I wouldn't say final slaves, because there were, you know, rumblings of some master still keeping slaves and some underground slavery still going on for a few years into the 19th century.
There were sneaky ways too, right? Indentured servitude wasn't slavery. You just had to work your money off, right? Or something like that.
Yeah.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. So because people still weren't hiring black people, especially in the South, you know, they would say, hey, you stay here and just work and you can live in this house and you're not going to get any actual money.
So but, without the title,
you know, you'll be able to pay your way or, you know, make your own freedom.
Let me ask you something, Vaughn. I'm very curious. We just sort of use the word celebration, which I feel like it's, I know we're playing with words, but that's sort of like you don't say happy Memorial Day to someone because that's
a happy occasion.
I don't know what the thought process is as we're considering. It looks like the nation is considering, and I think Kamala Harris is one of the people behind trying to make this a national holiday. How would it be celebrated? Is it celebrated quietly? Is it celebrated joyously? Is it, what is it? Is it a more of a memorial?
I would say whether celebration or memorial, black people are very loud. So it's going to be a very loud celebration or memorial either way. So a lot of us, of course, it's summertime. So we're outside cooking out. Of course, you want to have your red, black, and green flag, which is the Pan-African flag that a lot of black Americans use to celebrate Juneteenth and to represent their culture.
Red, black, and green.
Go ahead.
Red, black, and green. I'm making a note of that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, red, black, and green. That's a flag that Marcus Garvey was a part of making in the early 1920s. Those are ways that we celebrate, though. Of course, all over the nation today, there's going to be marches. There are going to be rallies. So really, a large part of the celebration is another day of work trying to dismantle the system that has oppressed black people for so long. That's kind of also what Juneteenth is a part of, reclaiming the freedom that we still don't have.
You were saying that your mom made a point of talking about Juneteenth throughout your life. Do you want this to be a national holiday? And, you know, I mean, you must be here. So now finally, like, the white people are clued into this. You know, is this going to be a huge national thing? Are you seeing more of this now than ever, obviously?
I would love for it to be national. Right. When I was growing up in my little small black town in Maryland, you know, we celebrated it every year. It was actually close to our town, Trinity, anyway. So it was a kind of a dual celebration. But moving down to North Carolina years ago, I was part of their Juneteenth practices, and they had an even bigger celebration because it's closer to places where there were more sacked by slavery. So the celebrations got bigger. And I think with slavery being America's original sin, some memorial for that should be put out there. You know, people should know about it. It's unfortunate that many Americans' children don't know the holidays and just historical facts that have happened.
Yeah, I know. A couple of years ago is the first time I ever heard of it. I think you came into the studio and told us the whole story. I was like, what now? You know, well, look, I mean, I don't want to call, like, becoming an item in a calendar progress, but I noticed this year that Juneteenth is in my Apple calendar, and I thought,
hold on, though. I'll tell you where the progress lies, and this is, I think, very cool. If you notice, I'll give you an example outside our building first. My Deluxe is that skateboard company that we've worked with on for Toys for Tots for all those years. Every year they give us tons of stuff to give to Toys for Tots. Jim is the guy who runs the company, or is one of the guys. He's not only been very vocal and out at the protests, but he's also on Instagram. Like, he announced it, I think, yesterday or the day before. Deluxe is closed for Juneteenth. Everybody's off. And you see companies like that get behind it. And our company, who I believe the email came out and it was something to the effect of, well, we're not in the building anyway, but next year we plan to do more around Juneteenth. And I thought, wow, look at Entercom get into it. And right. I really do think it's just we are seeing the change right now. I can see why, you know, Vaughn, you might be skeptical or others out there could be skeptical. But I believe, look, our country's only 250 years old. Compared to England or other countries, these growing pains are probably expected, don't you think?
That's a great point. That's a great point, Vinny. The country is young compared to a lot of other civilizations and governments and all of that, you know. So it is young, and we are only 50 or so years removed from the passing of the Civil Rights Act. You know, we're one generation from civil rights. My mom was born in 1951. So, you know, she went through everything that you can think of. And so I grew up learning all of that, you know. So, yeah, any progress right now is great. Maybe skeptical, but as long as people keep going and keep on moving, I think we're moving in the right direction. So I appreciate
it. It feels different like this time, doesn't it? Like, it really feels like people are kind of getting their eyes opened and that real change could come from this. Do you feel that kind of positivity?
I do. For sure. It's everywhere, you know. It's hitting mainstream. It's hitting all the companies who are, you know, getting rid of, you know, bad eggs or bringing in diversity teams and all that kind of stuff.
Or losing Mrs. Butterworth and Aunt Jemima's out, you know.
I'm going to miss Aunt Jemima. I'm not going to lie. but yeah, all of those things are amazing. Honestly, you know, we really didn't ask to cancel Aunt Jemima or Paw Patrol or any of those things. Those are our great additions or collateral damages to the fight to end, you know, systemic oppression. If we can get there, losing Aunt Jemima is worth the loss.
All right. Hey, Vaughn, we miss you, man. You come up often here. Stay safe during the rest of the pandemic, and hopefully at some point we get things back to normal. It was great to talk to you today. Do I say happy Juneteenth? Is that what I say to you?
You can
or is
say
it
to
just,
me.
Just, you know, go Juneteenth. Happy Juneteenth, Vaughn.
Thanks. Also, Sarah, your hair. Oh, my gosh.
What do you think? You like it? I'll put up a cute picture on it. Well, you were there when I cut it last time, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
You said there's nothing new. Yeah. All right, Vaughn. We'll talk to you soon. KLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.